On April 14, 1938, a cavalry regiment of the British Indian Army named the Scinde Horse, led by its commandant, Colonel Malcolmson, went on parade at Rawalpindi on their horses. This was the last mounted parade of the regiment as it had been selected to be the first cavalry unit to be mechanized. The regiment shed its horses and was equipped with armored carriers and later on with tanks. The Armored Corps Day is celebrated each year on May 1st, to mark this transition. The Armored Corps, as a part of the British Indian Army, came into existence on May 1, 1941 to administer the existing armored units. Its headquarters were located at Ferozpur. With the outbreak of World War II and as a result of the mechanization of all Indian cavalry regiments, an urgent necessity was felt for a training establishment for all ranks of the corps. Consequently, the Fighting Vehicle School was established in the historical town of Ahmednagar, Maharashtra, where it continues to function and thrive under the name of Armored Corps Center and School, ACCS. Due to the partition, the assets and personnel of the British Indian Armored Corps were split between the Indian Army and the Pakistan Army, with two-thirds, including all the training establishments, becoming the Indian Army Armored Corps and one-third becoming the Pakistan Army Armored Corps. Today, the Indian Armored Corps boasts upwards of 60 armored regiments, including the President's bodyguards. After mechanization, the Scinde Horse and subsequent regiments were equipped and galvanized with Vickers light tanks and Chevrolet armored cars. Lethal tanks. The M4 Sherman was a medium tank with a 75mm gun, a fully traversing central turret and a one-axis gyro stabilizer. The tank could not fire accurately while on the move, but its gun did stay stabilized in the given direction. This tank proved to be reliable and relatively cheap to produce and was as such available in great numbers. The Indian Armored Corps regiments were predominantly equipped with the Sherman tanks at the time of independence, and they gave an excellent display of their capabilities in the interregnum of the Indo-Pakistan War of 1965 before being phased out. Indian troops in Kashmir, 1947. During the Indo-Pakistan War 1947-48, the Indian Armored Corps achieved a historical feat. During the Indo-Pakistan War 1947-48, the Indian Armored Corps achieved a historical feat. Pakistan had managed to capture the crucial Zojila Pass. Then, the army decided to transport tanks to Zojila to change the course of the battle. During the Indo-Pakistan War 1947-48, the Indian Armored Corps achieved a historical feat. Pakistan had managed to capture the crucial Zojila Pass and Leh had been isolated from the Srinagar land route. The army decided to transport tanks to Zojila Pass to change the course of the battle. Catching enemy off guard, the 7th Light Cavalry, equipped with Stuart tanks, was ordered to move to Srinagar and onwards to Zojila Pass in utmost secrecy. As a result, the turret of the tanks was removed and carried in vehicles, while those tanks, hitherto considerably lighter, moved up by road but were heavily camouflaged under the cover of darkness. After nearly a month, the tanks finally arrived at Zojila Pass and were reassembled. Then began the assault, with General Thimaia travelling in the leading tank and infantry following with bared bayonets. The appearance of tanks came as a bolt from the blue for the enemy. Surprise, highly demoralized and blinded by snow, the enemy ran for their lives. Thus, Zojila Pass, Kargil and Dras were saved from Pakistan and the road to Leh was opened. Pakistan again tried to infiltrate and dominate the same road at Kargil in 1999, which led to the Kargil War. By transporting Stuart tanks, with utmost secrecy, to Zojila Pass, the Armored Corps changed the fortune of the war in India's favor. Nowhere in the world had tanks operated at such heights ever before, as now, of course, they operate in Ladakh too. In 1965, the armored regiments of Pakistan had been equipped with the sophisticated US-made Patton tanks, while the Indian Armored Corps had only 186 Centurions, 346 Shermans, 1390AMX, and 90PT-76. These tanks were technically quite inferior to the Pattons. The Pakistani commanders were aware that India was in the process of acquiring the sophisticated T-54-55 tanks from Russia, and once those were inducted it would be impossible to engage the country in a conventional war. They, therefore, decided to launch a preemptive strike and wrest Kashmir and considerable territory on the Punjab border from India. It was for this reason that Pakistan launched Operation Gibraltar in Kashmir and followed it up by attacking India, leading to the Indo-Pakistan War, 1965. The war witnessed a series of tank battles of a volume and intensity not witnessed since World War II. The Battle of Asal Uttar was fought in the Khem Karan area of Punjab. The Indian forces made a tactical and strategic retreat and took up a horseshoe-shaped defensive posture with Asal Uttar as its pivot. The area had a standing sugarcane crop and was inundated by Indian forces at night. The following morning, when the Pakistani armored columns resumed their advance, they got swamped. The full-grown sugarcane inhibited and blocked their line of sight. They became sitting ducks and were destroyed by the Shermans. In the beginning of the 1980s, the next phase of modernization of the armored corps began with the induction of T-72 tanks. The first three regiments equipped with this tank underwent conversion training in Babina and then became a part of one armored division. The second big engagement was the Battle of Chavinda and the Battle of Filora, which were the Indian riposte to the Pakistani invasion. The battles were conducted by the newly formed 1 Corps of the Indian Army under Lieutenant General Pat Dunn. He had under the command the Indian 1 Armored Division, 6 Mountain Division, 14 Infantry Division and 26 Infantry Division. The 1st Corps was given the responsibility of capturing the Sialkot sector. The spearhead of the offensive was by I Armored Division. The high point was an extraordinary feat by an armored regiment, the Pune Horse, 17 Horse, equipped with Centurion tanks, under I Armored Division and commanded by Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapore. Bharat emerges a winner. On being tasked to isolate Sialkot from Lahore, the regiment, on September 11, 1965, launched an attack on Filora from the rear. While advancing, it encountered a sudden Pakistani thrust and severe attack from a place called Wazirwali. Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapore, at the head of his regiment, defied the enemy's charge and continued with his attack on Filora with 1 squadron supported by an infantry battalion. The ensuing tank battle witnessed the destruction of approximately 60 enemy tanks, with the Pune Horse losing 9 tanks. Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapore made the supreme sacrifice while fighting fiercely despite being wounded multiple times. For this gallant action, Lieutenant Colonel A.B. Tarapore was awarded the Param Veer Chakra, PVC. Pakistan suffered unsustainable attrition to its military might due to the serious reverses in the battles of Asal Uttar, Chavinda and Filora, that made way for its retreat and acceptance of the Tashkent talks. The Indian armored forces conclusively defeated and trounced the better-equipped Pakistan armored forces, due to our better training and stewardship and leadership of the officers. The humiliating defeat confronted by Pakistan resulted in a military lesson that it was not the machine but the man behind the machine which helps win battles and feats. During the Indo-Pakistan War 1971, the Indian Armored Corps had many regiments equipped with the T-series tanks. However, the defining movement of the war, so far as the Armored Corps was concerned, was the Battle of Basantar, which was fought in the Shakargarh Bulge. In this battle, once again the Pune Horse, equipped with Centurion tanks, excelled. Tank Destroyer. On December 9, Pakistan launched a series of counter-attacks which were repelled by the regiment with heavy losses to the enemy armor. In one of these counter-attacks, the tank troop of 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetarpal got into a firefight with the technologically superior enemy pattern tanks against his Centurion. The tank of Arun Khetarpal was hit, but he continued fighting since his gun was in working condition and destroyed many enemy tanks. The last tank that he destroyed was barely 100 meters away from his position. His tank was then hit for the second time and the grievously injured officer succumbed to his injuries while denying to the enemy the desired breakthrough. For his conspicuous bravery, 2nd Lieutenant Arun Khetarpal was awarded the Param Veer Chakra, posthumously. Interestingly, both PVCs for the armored corps have been won while fighting on the sturdy Centurion tank. The army declared the Kargil mission successful on July 26, 1999. Since then, the day has been celebrated annually as Kargil Vijay Divas. Today, the Indian Army has armored regiments and mechanized infantry units, which operate in Ladakh, much to the consternation of the People's Liberation Army of China. The armored profile along the conventional border is dynamic and vibrant with use of the best and robust equipment. The government of India is leaving no stone unturned in ensuring that the cutting edge of the Indian Army is maintained at peak efficiency with the best equipment and trained manpower.